Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Our focus this morning has been on downtown development in Buffalo, specifically 201 Ellicott Street, a parcel near the Central Library that's currently a large parking lot. Common Council President Darius Pridgen joining us live on the live line this morning. Darius, we started hearing plans for this property back in 2015. Here it is 2019. Why does it seem to be
pretty
taking
good at this
so
point?
The developers had some changes. In the beginning, there was plans for an underground parking lot that proved to be too expensive. At the end of the day, this project is moving forward now, and I'm really thrilled that it has been changed, because when this project was first proposed to the city, it was proposed as market-rate-only apartments. And I was not happy about that. I did not think that that was good for downtown Buffalo, that a piece of city property would be sold, and then, again, there would be no affordable housing component. This project is now going in the direction of workforce housing, and to be very honest, I think it's a better project. So it may have taken a little bit more time. The city did not lose anything from it taking more time, because it still operates as a parking lot.
You know, we just heard a few days ago about Doug Jamal's plans to buy the old police headquarters. I know that there is also a living component to that as well. Is that also affordable living?
Absolutely. There's going to be an affordable part, affordable component. Now, I want to be clear. That has not been presented to the Common Council. I know I've seen news reports that said it has been sold. The mayor alone cannot sell a property. It still will have to go through the governmental process, which will have to come before the Common Council. And the Common Council has already passed a resolution that was unanimously approved, that if that parcel would become housing, that there should be an affordable housing component. From what I have been told, and again, it's just coming before the Common Council now, and I believe it'll be on our agenda today, but it will be going to committee so that that can be vetted and we can assure that it occurs.
All right, going back to 201 Ellicott, how important is it that there's a grocery component to that?
You know, the people in that area have asked for a grocery component. There is, in the plans, the last plans that were presented to me, a grocery component, and a portion of that will be some community-based grocery stores. So that's important. I'm sorry, grocery providers. So that was important. And so I think, again, that Ellicott project is moving in such a better direction of when it was first presented.
Darius, we appreciate the time this morning. That's Buffalo Common Council President Darius Pridgen.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.